Glenn Beck.
This is the Berlin Wall of sexual politics. I believe what we're seeing with Harvey Weinstein is so important and a chance for us to come together. Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ashley Judd, Mira Savino. They have all come out as victims of Harvey Weinstein's disgusting behavior. The situation has gone from really bad to really much worse. In almost a week, allegations have mounted that Weinstein sexually harassed an untold number of women over the last 30 years. Sunday night, Weinstein was fired from his own company. Yesterday, his wife, Georgina Chapman, announced she's leaving him. He had just said, "She's standing with me 100%. She said, "No, you're a disgusting pig." The couple have two children. God bless them, 4 and 7. Yesterday, The New Yorker published a story that dwarfed the original New York Times piece that last week had even more appalling allegations in it. The New Yorker story came out, and it's stunning. But NBC decided not to run that story. The story quotes two women who say they were raped by Weinstein and four others who describe being touched by Weinstein without their consent. Four additional women say he exposed himself or masturbated in front of them. 16 former and current employees at Weinstein's company say Weinstein had a system of preying on young actresses by inviting them for business meetings, then dismissing all the other employees from the meeting so he could be alone with the actress. How does a system happen when no one around knows of his behavior? And everyone is so shocked. All of the victims told The New Yorker that they were scared of Weinstein's retaliation, fearing he would ruin their lives. Weinstein released a statement denying the rape and retaliation accusations, ending it with, "Mr. Weinstein is hoping that he's making enough progress that he'll be given a second chance." He's only in Hollywood. Now that his ship is sinking so fast, former President Obama, Hillary Clinton are feigning their surprise that their fundraising pal is actually a creep. Obama, whose daughter Malia interned at Weinstein's company last year, said, "Michelle and I have been disgusted by the recent reports about Harvey Weinstein. Any man who demeans and degrades such women in any fashion like this needs to be condemned and held accountable regardless of wealth or status." Hillary says she's shocked and appalled. Yes. But were they disgusted, shocked, or appalled when Weinstein was signing those Democratic fundraising checks? No. All these after-the-fact denunciations from celebrities and politicians, we have to be careful because some of them are meaningless. This Weinstein saga has been made into a left or right issue, and it is not. But one thing is being made crystal clear about the liberal elite. And that is, respecting women and protecting them from predators like Weinstein is top priority. Just not when the checks are still rolling in.
It's Wednesday, October 11th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
I really don't want to get into the politics of all of this, although they are important. Hillary Clinton took 5 days to come out against Harvey Weinstein. What I really do want to do is I want to talk to you about a way for us to come together. I think personally that conservatives are bored by this story. Or they don't think it applies to them somehow or another. This is, you know, the left eating their own. This is a really important story because this gives us something we can come together on. Now, are we ever going to come together with, you know, Ashley Judd? No. But can I stand with Ashley Judd on this? Yes. Should we? Yes. Should we on the right who say that these things are important? Now, warning. If you dismiss this with Donald Trump, you're going to have very little credibility. This is why you must preserve your credibility. But if you didn't excuse that behavior from Donald Trump, then now is the time to play your card of credibility and say it is wrong no matter which side does it. I really believe this is a Berlin Wall moment. And why I say that is, you know, I've said for a while that everything is about to change. All the old systems are about to change. All the old ways we've done business are about to change. This is part of that. And this is a good part of that. And now we've had it on both sides. And so what's happening? Well, we're either going to have what happened during the Berlin Wall in Germany, which is it reset and it became a free market. It did change in Germany. Or you're going to have what happened in Russia, and that is the old leaders, the old communists, the old KGB guys just took off their uniform, put on a tie, and pretended not to believe in the things that they used to believe in. And they just became more wealthy and more thuggish. There's going to be real change and fake change. Fake change, you're seeing this, quite honestly, I think, in Hillary Clinton. First of all, I don't want to judge President Obama at all, because I cannot believe President Obama would ever send his daughter into a guy's, you know, he heard that he was a monster. I can't believe anyone would ever send their daughter into that. So I don't know. I don't believe that Barack Obama or Michelle Obama knew this about Harvey. However, I can't believe that all of the good Hollywood friends wouldn't call up Barack and say, don't send your daughter there. Unless it was your daughter's really not his type. And what does that mean? Or is it because, well, he's not going to do anything against Malia because you're the president of the United States and you're probably the only guy that can hurt him. So he's going to take care of your daughter. Well, what happened to it takes a village? Nobody decided to tell President Obama, or did they? And he dismissed it. We as men need to stand up. We as men need to, I have to tell you, I have not seen this behavior in my own personal life. I have not seen guys treat women like this. Maybe when I was younger, maybe. I don't, not like Harvey Weinstein, but making crass comments. I don't see it. But there's a lot of things that happen that I don't see. But we all have daughters. We all have wives. I don't want my daughters going through this. I don't want them or anybody to have to worry about this kind of stuff. This is so frightening because he had so much power. And yet, I have a really hard time because they all seem to know about it. Can you play the audio from 2013, Sarah? The audio cut. This is from 2013. This is the Oscars. They're announcing the Oscars. And listen to this, and listen to the crowd's reaction.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Listen to that laughter. They knew. They knew. This is 2013. It was an open secret. Is this okay in our society? I mean, this was the problem with Donald Trump. No, just because he's a celebrity, just because he has power, he shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. Those are all the things we've always hated as Americans. We've always stood for the underdog. Here they all knew it was happening. There's a story out, there's two. One, and this gives me hope, Donna Karan had to apologize for coming out and saying, well, it's women. It's just, you know, look at the way they're dressed. They're asking for it. Really? A fashion designer? And you're not exactly designing modest clothes, Donna? You're saying that women are asking for it? She's had to apologize for that. I hope her company suffers. I hope that there are women all over the country who say, I won't wear any Donna Karan anymore, because you've exposed yourself as to who you are. Somebody who will excuse this kind of behavior. Rose McGowan. You know who Rose McGowan is, the actress, Stu?
Yeah. I mean, I know of her.
Okay, she was Tatum in Scream. She accused Weinstein of sexual harassment before settling a lawsuit against him back in the late 90s. She said she told Ben Affleck all about it. Ben Affleck apparently had a conversation. She was forced to go to, after this attack, she told Ben, they were forced to go, she was forced to go to this press conference. She told him at the press conference what had happened. He was horrified by it. Now, Ben Affleck just came out with a statement, said, I'm saddened and angry that a man I used to work with used his position of power to intimidate, sexually harass, and manipulate many women over decades. The additional allegations of assault that I read this morning made me sick. So McGowan tweets out this, GD, I told him to stop doing that, in quotes. That's what you said to my face, Ben. The press conference I was made to go to after the assault? You lie. This is a Berlin Wall moment. And if you let those who were part of this system, if you let those who joked about it and allowed it to fester without using their own power to stand up, they're just going to change uniforms. And they'll allow it to happen with somebody else. This is a moment where we can all come together. We can put politics aside and we can do the right thing for our wives and our daughters and, quite frankly, our sons. How many of us as conservatives have sat down with our sons and talked about this issue and said, this is absolutely unacceptable, and made this crystal clear to them? Because I got news for you. All the crap they see coming out of Hollywood is teaching them the exact opposite. So, you know, it's interesting because now we've seen this on both sides. Roger Ailes is a great example of this. This is the kind of stuff that Roger was accused of doing. Not to this degree, but pretty close. And, you know, I worked with Roger Ailes, and I wasn't aware of this. I had heard those rumors, but you can't do anything on rumors. I mean, what are you gonna do? I wasn't close enough to say, hey, are you the dirtbag that everybody says you are? And you didn't know what was true or not because you never saw it yourself.
And we have to, you know, watch our righteous indignation, which is actually correct. But that doesn't mean we lose due process. That doesn't mean we just start accusing everyone we hear a rumor about horrible things publicly.
No.
I mean, there's a standard here that we have to maintain as a society that protects people that are still innocent until proven guilty.
So this is interesting because Megyn Kelly and I had a conversation one time, and I don't even know if she remembers this. It was in her dressing room. And I went into her office, which was just full of clothes. You know, I got a suit. Megyn Kelly had wardrobe of clothing. And I said, wow, all this for you? And she said, yeah, yeah. You can keep it all, too, if you allow Roger to dress you. If you allow, you know, the not Roger, but the company to pick out your clothing. And I told her a story. I said, that's really interesting. I said, because at CNN, I remember a time when research came back on one of their hosts, and when she was wearing something a little more revealing, her ratings and her test, you know, her test numbers went up, and they couldn't say anything to her. And they had to try to lead her to the water. And they were like, gee, you know, look at this test and this test. There's different scores. Why do you think that is? And this person had to say, well, probably because of the way I'm dressed. Oh, I never thought of that. And I knew that had happened at CNN. And I said, interesting. He never has to have that conversation with you. He never has to have those conversations with any of the women here, because he's just saying, you'll wear this, this, and this. And so he doesn't ever have to cross that line. Very smart. That's the closest thing that we ever got to. But everybody knows that Fox News, you know, they sex it up. Everybody knew that. So what are you going to do? But if Megan would have told me at that time, Glenn, you know what? He's also sexually harassed the women here. Megan, I would have believed. Because Megan was at the top of her career. She had nothing to gain by it. And I just would have believed her. I would have stood by her. In fact, I came out against Roger Ailes after Megan said that, because I believed her. Not that I didn't believe Gretchen, but, you know, there was problems with Gretchen back and forth. I didn't know what was true and what wasn't. It's a horse apiece. If you're not involved in it, what do you know? When Gretchen said something, I thought, yeah, that could be true, but I didn't want to throw either of them under the bus. Once Megan stepped in, Megan had nothing to gain out of this and wasn't having those kinds of problems. How many people, Ben Affleck is one of them, how many men in Hollywood knew about this and had the power to stand with them and chose not to?
Glenn Beck.
We're so excited. Today we are beginning to film a new series for TheBlaze.com, the chalkboard series. Our first week of shows is going to premiere in a couple of weeks, maybe next week. We just want to make sure that we have everything right. Chalkboard series, unlike you've seen before, reminiscent of the old Fox chalkboards, but these are in-depth subjects that we think you need help with teaching your children. And the first one is, what is socialism? Where has it been tried before? How did it work? Has American it's ever done it? Why is it wrong? Why could it be right? That's coming on TheBlaze.com.
Glenn Beck. Program.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday we had the guy on about Star Wars, and I said to him, what do you think is happening with the new Star Wars, and how is it going to tell our story now, the world story now? And he brought up something really interesting. He said, I think that if you look at the bad guy and the good guy in the next Star Wars, they're both looking at their role saying, I don't buy into all good, all bad. I don't want to play this role anymore. I don't want to be Darth Vader. Just because the world tells me I have to be Darth Vader. And we had this conversation that it was kind of going to go into a, like, these guys are coming up with a third party. You know, there's the light side and the dark side. And they're like, yeah, I don't want either one of those. And I don't know if that's what is going to happen, but it's interesting because his point yesterday was this is the way millennials are feeling. And I believe that to be true. And more people are starting to say, you know, I'm tired of my own side. I'm tired of my own side. I'm tired of my church saying one thing and then doing another. I'm tired of my party saying one thing and doing another. I'm tired of my friends saying one thing and doing another. I don't want to be like that. And I refuse to be in this category that I'm either this or I'm that, because I'm not either one of those. If you listen to CNN yesterday, listen to what, now who's in this?
This still? Is Dana Bash and Chris Saliza.
So
not friends of the conservative movement per se.
Dan is not, right. Not exactly a friend of the conservative movement. Listen to what she had to say about the Obamas not laying in to Weinstein.
Where are the Obamas? Where is Michelle Obama? Where is President Obama? I mean, he Harvey Weinstein was a, and probably is still a big supporter of them, and certainly of the president's political efforts. And if just pretend the shoe was on the other foot, and this was a Republican, somebody who's in Hollywood who is a Republican, who is alleged to have done these things, and gave to Republican presidents. Can you imagine the outrage if they weren't, you know, condemning this behavior? And I mean, it's just, it makes no sense at all that they are not coming out and saying something, never mind the question of the donations.
It's not just money. The money is a lot, and Harvey Weinstein gave a ton of money and bundled even more money to both Obama and Clinton. It's the friendship, the fundraisers, he was a vocal supporter of theirs. He was a very high profile, again, on the West Coast, but he was someone who's a big figure anywhere in this country culturally. He was a big supporter of theirs. It's just odd. If someone who gave a million or bundled $1 million to George W. Bush, let's say, to Dana's point, had a similar experience, there would be a huge outcry if George W. Bush did release something. Forget that he's not in office currently. That's not the point. It's not that the issue is not that. The issue is this is behavior that rightly should be condemned when you are the two most prominent faces in the Democratic Party, and they still are, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. The fact that it went 5 days with not a word.
I mean, what?
Wow.
Am I in a parallel universe?
That's CNN.
And they just have credit CNN. For doing that.
They do.
Now, this is right after, this segment happened right after Hillary Clinton finally released something. But before Barack Obama released anything, he did eventually later on that day release a statement that was critical, I guess you could say, of Weinstein. But it took, I mean, they were basically the last ones. I mean, even a lot of the Hollywood people and were more directly affected.
They still didn't really do it. I mean, Barack Obama's statement was really kind of a cloaked threat to Donald Trump.
You do notice that? Yeah, it was anyone who does anything like this should not have the power that Harvey, you know, like it was a little, it seemed like he was taking a shot at Trump as well. But I mean, again, like you don't see this a lot. We play a lot of clips where CNN does things that are really frustrating. Here's one where they, you know,
this is, again, where you're starting to see the rubber meet the road on a gigantic change. There is a gigantic change. Think about this. If you were a conservative and you're a woman, you had a gate on you and it was called Roger Ailes. If you were an actress, you had a gate on you. And it was called Harvey Weinstein. And if it wasn't those guys, it would have been somebody else. If we all come together and we don't turn things into witch hunts, this actually is a really big and great move. If you're for progress, this is a moment of real American progress. This is one of those things I've said. you know, historians are going to look back 100 years from now and look how we handled all of this stuff because everything is changing. This is a really big one. This can really, truly help eradicate. I mean, you'll never, it's like racism. Sexism is never, it's never going to go away.
No.
But because it's a human disease. However, this can make a huge dent in it. Yeah. Unless we turn it into a witch hunt.
And we made this point earlier when it came to the NBC story today, where they released details of some private meeting. It's a leak about Trump wanting 10 times the amount of nuclear weapons because he saw a chart in which we were behind Russia. And everyone in the room was, can you believe this moron? Because that's what supposedly led to the Tillerson moron comment. Right? They released this. The potential consequences of that is our adversaries are seeing, wait a minute, the president of the United States behind closed doors is looking to make 10 times as many nuclear weapons as they have. What do we do? How do we react to that? There's real consequences to that.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, global war kind of stuff.
Right. And you could say, oh, they got to power through the news and they got to do it and they can't worry about those consequences, which is a fair point. But and we made the point earlier kind of talking about the hypocrisy of NBC, who then gives up the Weinstein story to the New Yorker when their own reporter is working on it. It's Ronan Farrow is their reporter, their employee, and they gave the story to the New Yorker. And the accusation is, well, I mean, they didn't want to deal with the consequences of Harvey Weinstein. They don't care about the consequences of nuclear war.
Have you heard anybody talk about what was the straw here that broke this back? Because, look, the New York Times did something.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan had been working on something for a year.
Yep.
So this was all building up. What was the straw? What was the, you know, with Roger Ailes, it was the weakness, I think, of the Trump thing. It was Gretchen Carlson, and Roger was old and weak. And so it was enough. There was enough chips that it had been taken out of the ankles of that statue,
mm-hmm.
that it could start to rock. What was it here?
I think, you know, there's a lot of the straws, right, that build up on the camel's back. I think the main thing that pushed this over the edge is they got a hold of the audio from the sting operation in New York City.
But we just heard that.
I know. But I think that had been in the pipeline for a long time. NBC had the audio months ago. And so when you say it, we feel like, wow, the straw broke the camel's back and we're all hearing about this now. Now, I think the camel's back was already broken and they've hid this from us for months. They pushed this down the road into another media source for months.
And it's amazing because you could say, I could say as a media guy, I could say you can't run that against somebody that powerful, that connected, with that deep of pockets. You can't run that audio, especially with that particular woman by herself. You couldn't run that audio and not get sued. So you better have a stronger case than just that.
You better be buttoned up.
Right. You got to be completely buttoned up.
That's fair.
But you did have a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, and they could go back to your earlier point. You know, NBC News felt the repercussions of this, of Weinstein's pressure and legal threats and what they could do to their company, and all of that was so significant that they pushed this to the New Yorker. Imagine if you're a 22-year-old nobody actress.
You had nothing.
You have nothing.
You have nothing.
Imagine if you're this actress who's trying to make your way and you want to accuse this guy. It really does put a real magnifying glass kind of on why they didn't act for so long.
But isn't it interesting that it was the old media that broke this? It wasn't the new media. For instance, when they came out and said those horrible things about Donald Trump, you know, we've got him in bed with horses. Okay. Nobody seemed to have a problem running that. Okay. But nobody ran it until the new media, BuzzFeed, broke all the rules.
Yeah, you're talking about that the Russian dossier thing.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So the Russian media broke all the rules, and then everybody was like, well, it's out, so we have to report on it because now everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the excuse. There was no breaking of the rules here. Nobody, BuzzFeed didn't break this story. Nobody broke this story. It wasn't Drudge breaking Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. This, again, was the old media breaking it. There's just something's just not right here. I mean, I don't mean that it didn't happen or anything like that. It's just we're missing a part of the story. Something else happened behind the scenes that allowed this ball to start rolling.
And I think we very well may find out that's true. I think part of it, though, that we haven't focused on as much is not just, okay, we've had this Berlin Wall of sexual harassment or that, hey, someone broke this big story. It's also this guy has been a terrible human being to not only the women he's been abusing, but every business partner he's had this entire time. Everybody hates him. Yeah. And the power pushes that hatred off where people will like, oh, gosh, well, he's powerful. I want to do business with him. I want to win an Oscar. I'm not going to say this publicly. They all hated him privately. And at some point when that little tiny trickle comes through the wall.
Roger Ailes.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Ailes. So many people didn't like him that as soon as these things were.
No, but it was as soon as it wasn't just a little trickle. As soon as there was enough leaks in the dam
that
you knew
it, right?
That thing's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Once others saw it's going to come down, he's not going to be able to survive this. That's when everybody jumps in.
Yeah.
And says, no, I've got some information too, but nobody wants to be standing there all by themselves because those guys could destroy you. Roger Ailes, and I imagine Harvey Weinstein was much worse, much worse. But Roger Ailes, man, you're coming out against Roger Ailes and saying something against him. He had a system down. He would destroy you. He would destroy you.
And if you just go accusation by accusation, there's even worse than Cosby, Weinstein probably. I mean, Cosby and certainly Ailes. Because Cosby, they talked about him drugging women. But this is like, I think the numbers,
The numbers are crazy on this.
Yeah, but for Cosby, though, too, I guess. It's just because it's more fresh in my memory. But, this latest article is three women accusing him of actually raping them. This is not, he said inappropriate things. You know, George Clooney in this article today says he came out and was commenting on this. I thought this was interesting. Clooney has weighed in on the controversy, telling the Daily Beast in an interview that was published Monday that while he was aware of the rumors of young actresses had slept with Mr. Weinstein to get roles, he had been unaware of any misconduct. Shouldn't that be considered misconduct? If you're soliciting women to sleep with you just to get roles, whether you give them to them or not, that's probably over that misconduct line.
That's the problem. That's not a problem there. That is the culture.
It's the casting. The
casting couch.
You know.
It is the culture there. Yeah.
Glenn Beck.
If you were in Las Vegas just over a week ago, what did it sound like? If you were on the ground, new audio has just been released. Listen.
Everybody go! Go! Run! Keep your head down! Go! Keep your head down! Go! Run! Keep your head down!
That's a bump stock? That's an automatic weapon. Horrifying. Back in a minute.
Glenn.